Government revenues come not only from taxes and the sale of bonds, but also from the prices charged for various goods and services that governments provide, as well as from the sale of assets that the government owns, such as land, old office furniture, or surplus military equipment. Charges for various goods and services provided by local, state, or national governments in the United States range from municipal transit fares and fees for using municipal golf courses to charges for entering national parks or for cutting timber on federal land. The prices charged for goods and services sold by the government are seldom what they would be if the same goods or services were sold by businesses in a free market, and therefore government sales seldom have the same effect on the allocation of scarce resources which have alternative uses. In short, these transactions are not simply transfers of money, but, more fundamentally, transfers of tangible resources in ways that affect the efficiency with which the economy operates. During the pioneering era in America, the federal government of the United States sold to the public vast amounts of land that it had acquired in various ways from the indigenous population or from foreign governments, such as those of France, Spain, Mexico, and Russia. In centuries past, governments in Europe and elsewhere often sold monopoly rights to engage in various economic activities, such as selling salt or importing gold. During the late 20th century, many national governments around the world that had taken over various industrial and commercial enterprises began selling them to private investors in order to have a more market-directed economy. Another way for governments to get money to spend is simply to print it, as many governments have done at various periods of history. However, the disastrous consequences of the resulting inflation have made this too risky politically for most governments to rely on this as a common practice. Even when the Federal Reserve System of the United States resorted to the creation of more money as a policy for dealing with a sluggish economy in the early 21st century, the Federal Reserve coined a new term, quantitative easing, that many people would not understand as readily as they would understand a more straightforward term like printing money.